For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
The old Manitoba government. They're going to apologize to two men today.
Today?
Who were switched at birth.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be tough. Living your whole life and then finding out that you're living, you know, like that's... That's crazy.
Edward Ambrose and Richard Beauvais were switched in a municipally run hospital in Arborg, Manitoba in 1955.
Classic Arborg, Manitoba.
Classic. Such a classic. Yeah.
Wow.
And they're going to be, of course, these guys are going to get paid millions of dollars.
For sure they will.
As you should. Could you imagine, like, it would be one thing if you were switched at birth and you had a really great upbringing. And your parent, but imagine if you were switched at birth and your parents were scumbags.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're dealing with them your entire life thinking that they're your parents, they're your parents. Oh, they're my parents. What can I do?
Nothing I can do about it.
And then you find out after it's like, they're not.
That's what I'm getting at.
And the other person's parents are all like golden and happy and
be awful.
It's like Leave It to Beaver. And you're just like sitting there like you're in an episode of Shameless and you're just, what do I do here? God, I hope the Manitoulin government, they need to pay these people big, big money.
Oh, it's just like, you know, it's just, you could compare that to being wrongly accused of something.
Oh, yeah.
And spending years in jail.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right? They get paid millions of dollars.
Very comparable. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And here's the crazy thing. In Manitoba, despite all this, they're still related because they're all cousins.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So I would say you and I are fairly intermediate when it comes to cooking. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say we're pros, but we can handle ourselves.
Yeah, we can whip up a good meal of food if we need to.
Yeah, but I have friends that are very good cooks, and it's a little intimidating cooking for them.
Yeah,
like if they're coming over, you're just like, oh my God, they're so much better than I am.
Yeah.
Well, a professional chef has given advice to people who are feeling intimidated by like that. Like, if you have a friend that's a really good cook, you're like, I don't want to have them over because they're just going to judge me. He basically says, listen, a professional chef, what you don't realize is when they're at home, they cook the simplest and probably what you would think would be disgusting meals because, first off, they're tired. They don't want to whip together a Michelin star meal for themselves at home.
Right.
All right. It's like they always say, like, electricians have the worst electrical in their house.
Well, and landscapers because they don't have time to do their own landscaping.
Well, they don't want to. But they don't want to when they're at home. That's not what it's there for, right? So they say you shouldn't feel intimidated. One guy says, listen, I may be a professional chef, but when I come home, I eat a bowl of cottage cheese and iceberg lettuce. Like, that's it.
Hey, you get your vegetables and protein and dairy?
Sure, yeah, you get everything in there. And the professional chef also says, it's a riskier move to actually go out to a restaurant with your professional chef friend or very good cook because they are much more likely to be critical of your restaurant choice.
Okay, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, well, you chose this place. This place is garbage.
It is intimidating, though, cooking. Like, I have a good friend of mine that is a very excellent chef.
Yeah.
Anytime he comes over, it's like, well, let's order pizza. Let's order Chinese, right? We don't. I'm not cooking for you.
But the chef also says one of the most important things to remember is it's all about good company. It's not about what you're eating. It's always about the people you're with, and also how much alcohol you serve them.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So next month, well, not even that far from now, actually, April 8th, we could see we will see a full solar eclipse. Okay, so this is, now we've seen these before, of course, and you shouldn't look at them directly because they will literally burn your eyes out of your skull.
Has that ever been proven?
But it's not good to look right directly at the sun. I'm sure we all know that by now. Mm-hmm. But they say this one will be particularly interesting because it will we'll be able to see spikes and streamers of heightened magnetic activity around the sun. So if you actually look at it with like protective eyewear.
No, with a hole poked in paper.
Maybe that too. That's what they used to always say when we were kids.
That's why I think it's just a bunch of malarkey. Stare away.
Well, I mean, that's not our, it's our uneducated opinion on that. We should point it out that sure if your eyes become damaged, we're not at fault in any way.
Just trying to cover our asses here.
But the actual, like, so the way that the eclipse will work, you'll see it better over like Southern Ontario and stuff like that. But here you'll see over in Canada, because of all of the magnetic activity around the sun, during the 4-minute eclipse, we may actually see the Northern Lights.
What?
In the middle of the day.
No.
Yeah, you might actually be able to see some Northern Light activity.
What day is this?
April 8th.
Mark it on your calendars.
Yeah, that'll be very cool, especially if you...
What time of day?
Well, why are you trying to plan out your edible here or what?
Might.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Sometimes when you have a couple of brands that are interlinked, communication can be a little off, all right? For instance, Tesla is owned by, well, Elon Musk runs Tesla, okay? He also runs SpaceX. So you would think when SpaceX uses an official vehicle, it would be a Tesla.
Well, you'd think so.
That's not the case. In fact, recently photographed SpaceX trucks that are Ford F-150 Lightnings, which some would consider a direct competitor of the Tesla Cybertruck.
Now, I wonder, part of me wonders, if the technology from Tesla is in there. And it still doesn't matter because, you know, Elon's making the money anyway.
No, they say that the reason they're not using Cybertrucks is because they're just not as reliable as the Ford F-150 Lightnings. They themselves even said that they have that the Cybertruck has critical steering issues, and that they don't want to because when it comes down to a space launch, they need to make sure their vehicles are very dependable to get around. The last thing you want is for there to be some sort of emergency and the vehicle doesn't run.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're worried about your trucks and the dependability of them,
yeah,
should be worrying about the dependability of your rocket.
Yeah, if I'm an astronaut getting in one of those rockets right now, I'm like, wait a minute.
Did Ford build this?
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So last month, I do believe it was last month.
Yeah.
I told Chad, hey, hold on a second. Watch for notifications on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then I poked you.
Yeah, you son of a...
Because I looked it up just randomly, whim.
It's the most useless feature in all of social media.
On a whim, I decided I'm going to see if pokes were still around.
Yeah.
Guess what, Chad?
What?
Old Zuck.
Yeah.
Our old pal Zuck.
Yeah.
He says nature is healing because the poke is having a moment. There has been a 13-time spike in poking on Facebook in the last month. You and I have started a poking revolution.
You're going to take credit for this?
I am 100% taking credit for this because poking still exists. And we talked about it.
Yeah.
And then we talked about it on social media.
Right.
And then other people saw that poking existed.
Yeah, I don't think
and
we're
so
that
now,
powerful.
No, 100%. You didn't even know it existed. No one remembered that it even existed
because
until I
annoying.
Brought it up.
Because it's a horrible feature.
But now, 13 times. It has increased by 13 times because of not even us. Because of me.
Here's what pisses me off, Evan.
I'm going to go poke you right now.
And I was going to say, I just got a Facebook notification right now, and that better not be you poking me.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We watch the television, and we see that Shohei Ohtani not starting for the Toronto Blue Jays. Shocker.
Yeah, a little surprised by
that.
We
were pretty confident he was going to sign in Toronto. Hey, Jays fans?
I thought his plane landed.
I heard it did. I heard Drake even loaned him his plane. Weird how that didn't work out.
Yeah.
No, Shohei Ohtani, of course, is a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are in South Korea playing baseball right now against the Padres. Padres were in the lead last time we checked, but not by much. Nonetheless, Shohei Ohtani, a lot circulating around him over these last couple of games, and not necessarily good stuff. So there was a bomb threat against Shohei Ohtani in Game 1 in South Korea.
Yeah.
And before Game 2 here, they had dogs all over the ballpark searching, making sure that everything was good to go and everything was safe.
Right.
But also, Shohei Ohtani's translator has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers because it's alleged that he siphoned, or he was attempting to siphon, a whole bunch of money off of Shohei Ohtani. They say, I guess Ohtani's translator was in a whole pile of gambling debt. And not legal gambling either, illegal gambling. And stealing some money from him. This guy was pretty close to Shohei Ohtani. His name was, what is it? His last name was Mizuhara.
Yeah.
And he was always seen next to Shohei Ohtani at press conferences because, of course, he was doing the translating for him. And he was actually hired by the Dodgers when Ohtani went there because Ohtani, of course, comes with a whole pile of, like, a giant entourage.
Right.
So this guy was just one of the members of it. But it sounds like not a great guy, although it sounds the real rough thing is it sounds like him and Ohtani were pretty good friends.
Right. Well, obviously, because he owed Californian bookmakers a ton of money. Ohtani transferred $4.5 million to him to help cover the debts.
Oh, boy. So, he
so they
did
are
take,
close.
Oh, man. Well, he even was the catcher for Ohtani at the home run derby.
Oh, okay.
They must be buds, but I doubt they're buds right now. This is what it always comes down to, man. When you're in that money changes everything.
Everything.
No matter how close of a friend you are, somebody will always siphon money off of you. Like, they're always there.
Always trying to get the best of you, right?
Now, we wouldn't know about that because we have no money.
Chad and Evan, daily.
Canada, happy country?
I would say not right now.
I would say you're probably right. We are becoming less happy. We are still in the top 20 when it comes to happiest countries in the world.
Okay.
The World Happiness Report is now out. Nordic countries, man, they are lighting it up. Finland is the world's happiest country.
I believe it.
Denmark, number 2. Iceland, number 3. Where's Canada? We are in at number 15.
Oh, dropping down.
And that is down from number 13 last year. Basically saying, why? Well, cost of living.
It is astronomical here. Taxes upon taxes.
Yeah, they say happiness scores from people under 30 were dramatically lower than those from people age 60 and older, too. So it's the young people that are bringing the happiness rating down. Again, that makes sense because they are hardest hit economically.
Mm-hmm.
The big shocker, though, our friends to the south, the United States, are like really dropping. This is the first time they've dropped out of the top 20. They're number 23 in the world happiness rating.
Really?
Germany has had a big drop as well. They're down to number 24. Even the UK coming in at number 20 is quite a big drop for them. So I think a lot of it, again, is financial. Some of it's crime stuff. But here's the thing. Here's where I'm shocked. Number 5 on the list of the top 20 happiest countries in 2024, number 5 on the list, Israel.
Really?
Israel is the fifth happiest country in the world.
With everything that's going on there?
Do people not read the news?
Holy. Well, maybe it's an old study. Maybe it's an old survey.
Well, no, it says 2024. Even if it was 2023, they were still, in the throes of it.
Yeah.
Here, I don't understand, like, Canada, we're not even in an international war with a neighbor, and we can't get into the top 10.
Chad and Evan Daly.
People scalp tickets. People have known that for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Buy tickets, resell them for astronomical prices. Concerts, sporting events.
Yeah, they're scumbags. And I know there are going to be people that are like, I'm just taking advantage of capitalists. No, you're a scumbag.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, listen to this. Brokers. They're being called brokers because they're making you broke.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to golf in LA.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
But brokers are buying up tee times in LA city golf courses and they're reselling them for profit.
That's the golf course's fault. I mean, you could check ID when they show up for the tee time.
Well, people just, they'll book the tee time, they'll resell it. And they'll call the golf course and say, oh, you know what? We're going to put it under this person's name now.
Well, then, that would only work so long until you're like, oh, wait, you're reselling tee times?
Well, maybe they're going to catch on.
But in L.A., maybe they want that. They want the hype machine to grow for their golf courses.
Probably.
They want people paying like $2,000 for a tee time.
That would be crazy. I didn't actually look at the prices that they're charging, but I bet you're not far off with some of those. Now, these are city golf courses, right? They're not privately owned ones.
Right, yeah. Well,
the city ones.
If they're private, I don't think you could get away with that, though.
Well, no, you couldn't. Not at all.
And just think, pay $2,000 to buy a tee time, and you still go on there and hit a 110 or a 120?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.